Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Is it the end of an era for the Cowboys? Clarence Hill at the Star-Telegram says so. He's quoting a source that says the Cowboys are set to part ways with Ezekiel Elliott, and it could happen as early as this afternoon. He spoke with our sister station, 105.3 The Fan.
You know, I always figured this was going to be the end result. I never bought into them figuring a way to keep Zeke around. I just didn't see a path, a number that made sense. You know, especially if you give Tony Pollard the $10 million signing bonus. I mean, not signing bonus, but the franchise tag. And the way things have gone for Elliott in declining play the last few years, I just didn't see a path forward. You know, and it sounded good. And certainly Jerry, you know, said the right things. But, you know, they never moved in that direction. There was not any real talk with his agent about doing that.
Two people are dead after gunfire broke out near a club in Deep Ellum. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the latest.
This is a developing story. We are working to learn more about it, but here's what we know right now. We're seeing reports that shots were fired into the windows of the Bitter End Club in Deep Ellum. This happened sometime overnight, killing at least two people. It is unclear if this was a targeted shooting. We are seeing reports that a victim may have been hit by a stray round. I'm reaching out to police trying to get a clearer picture of what happened here. Not sure right now if anyone else was injured. As soon as we learn more, we'll be back with an update for you. From the 24-Hour News Center, Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Friends and family held a candlelight vigil last night outside the Dallas apartment where four people were killed over the weekend. Police have identified the victims as brothers 18-year-old Juan Cruz and 25-year-old Guadalupe Cruz, Guadalupe's 20-year-old wife, Jasmine Santos, and a family friend, Fatima Alvarado Fuentes, who's only 21. Dallas Police spokesperson Kristen Lohman says it looks like Juan Cruz was in the middle of a custody dispute with one of the suspects.
Officers talked with witnesses, gathered surveillance video, and were able to identify two suspects. The two suspects were then, their suspect vehicle was found at a nearby apartment complex.
Two suspects have been arrested in the quadruple murder, Azucena Sanchez and Artemio Maldonado, who police say admitted to the shooting. The two allegedly broke into the apartment through a back window thinking nobody was home. And the baby of two of the victims was in the apartment when the shooting happened but was unharmed. That baby is now in CPS custody. Police in the Wise County town of Rome have released new surveillance pictures they hope will help them track down a driver who's wanted in connection with the deadly crash.
55-year-old Jerry Wayne Newton of Decatur was riding his motorcycle on US 287 when police say a pickup truck hauling a trailer ran him off the road and the driver failed to stop at the scene. Newton died from his injuries. Police in the town of Rome have been trying to track down the driver of the truck. They originally released some photos from a surveillance camera at a nearby business that showed the truck in the distance. They've just issued new photos from a different camera that shows the truck in much greater detail. It's a late model Ford, possibly an F-250 or F-350, with a hood scoop and a distinctive bumper. It was hauling a trailer carrying a black asphalt roller. Rome police want anyone with information to call their department or the Wise County Sheriff's Office. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The new pictures and videos of the pickup truck are on our website at krld.com. Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan says changes are taking place at the company to ward off another crack-up like the one during the December holiday break. Jordan says Southwest is investing in new software to help with scheduling and the company is buying more equipment, but isn't enough. Former Dallas Aviation Director Mark Diebner tells KRLD News Southwest still has to address the problem of getting backup crews to the planes during bad weather.
You end up with a crew that should be working a flight, but because of the constraints on the amount of time they can work, then you have a plane who has a crew that now can't operate it.
The head of the union that represents Southwest Airline pilots says the internal policies still need to be addressed to make sure backup crews can take over if there is a staffing problem.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.